You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio. Let's get back to Barely Legal. Once again, here's Robin Earle and David Spada.
Okay, as we're waiting for Jay Hilgenberg, let's get our new sponsor, of course, Rockford Charitable Games, and what they are doing. They are at today. They do have an event today, Wednesday, at the Hanging Gardens Banquet. That's 8301 West Belmont Avenue in River Grove, Illinois. And they're going to take Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday off, of course, for the Christmas holiday, and they'll start up again on Monday. They'll be at the Hyatt Regency Woodfield. I was there an appearance last Monday. What a beautiful hotel, that Hyatt Regency there at Woodfield.
Right off of 53 there?
Yeah, right off of Golf Road, yeah, on 53. And then on Tuesday, they'll be at the Maine Township Jewish Center, 8800 Ballard Road in Des Plaines. So that's the schedule for the Rockford Charitable Games. If you've never been to one of these events, you got to go. If you love to play Texas Hold'em, it's the only place to go.
And you win a lot of money, or you could lose a lot of money there.
Well, the games are very, very simple. You've got $2 blinds, $1 blinds, and of course they always have a tournament to play too during the day, where the big boys get together, and those are usually $300, $400, $500 buy-ins. So
I like watching ESPN those poker things. It's amazing.
It's unbelievable, particularly when they had the World Series of Poker the winner here not too long ago, when a young kid picked up how many millions of dollars? I mean, isn't that ridiculous?
It's crazy. What was he, 21, 22 years
something
old?
Something like that. I'm just throwing a number out. Was it like 5-6 million or something like that? I mean,
you get that money is signing bonus in the NFL.
Well, I bet Bill Romanowski, our next guest, got that kind of a signing bonus. About 15 million, wasn't it, Bill?
Well, never got that kind of a bonus. Maybe if I was playing now, I would have.
Yeah. Absolutely. Hey, how you doing, Bill? Glad you could come on, man.
I tell you what, things are really good, and just trying to change the world one day at a time, helping people live healthier and better lives.
So what are you going to be doing, coaching the Bears next year?
Well,
hey, we need a coach. Are you available?
I hear
I
you want
to
coach.
I know one thing. I know that team would be playing with a heck of a lot more passion and intensity if I was coaching them.
One of the biggest gripes they do about Lovie Smith is he sits there with a stone face with his headsets on. He never talks to the players. He never talks to his coaches. What the hell does he do?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, I don't watch a lot. I've seen the Bears probably 5 times this year.
You're smart.
Yeah, well, what I see is a guy that, is very, he manages the game, but I don't see excitement and passion from him. You're right. I don't see a lot of communication. I don't see a guy that's getting fired up on the sidelines. And I believe that a team takes on the personality of a coach on some level. And, that's just not his style.
Yeah, he's pretty stone-faced, very, very, just
there.
Well, think about it, guys. You have Tony Dungy. You have certain guys that that kind of personality, too. But when you have guys like Peyton Manning, you don't have to worry about it as much.
But, Bill, you played for Mike Shanahan. What was Mike Shanahan's personality like?
You know what? He was very much into the game and communicated with his coaches and sometimes his players, especially on offense. But he wasn't a fiery guy. He was not a guy that, gave big pep talks. His talk before the game was, hey, let's play 60 minutes of Bronco football and we'll come out of here with a victory. And that's about, literally, that was the talk we got before the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Hey, mm-hmm. 60 minutes of Bronco football, and we'll win a world championship. And that was it.
Bill, if you're coaching the Bears, what would you do with this defense? Would you scrap that cover two?
It's not necessarily about cover two, stuff like that. It's about having the personnel. And when Brian Urlacher went down, I really believe the heart and soul of your defense went down.
I agree.
And,
I agree.
You know, so it's one thing, you know, it doesn't matter what you run. If you don't have the horses, last time I checked, there weren't any donkeys that won the Kentucky Derby.
That's right.
And not to say that, you know, the guy that filled in for Urlacher is a donkey, but Brian Urlacher is a special guy. Those guys come around very rarely in the NFL. And, you know, he is the heart and soul and the passion. But, you know, if you are a cover two team and you lose personnel, you know, sometimes you want to be able to adapt, you know. And that is a situation where Bob Babich, you know, clearly has not, you know, altered anything.
Is he related to Lovey somewhere down the line? Boy, he brings him in like a foster child, it seems like, Bob Babich.
If you were in St. Louis or Tampa, you're with Lovey for life. You won't get fired.
Unbelievable. Hey, Bill, in all seriousness, do you have your resume out there for any coaching positions?
You know what? Right now, I don't.
Okay.
You know, I am talking to a few people, though, around the league that I have relationships with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But right now, guys, you know, I'm running Nutrition 53,
right?
My nutrition company, and you know, working. I talked with Roger Goodell a few weeks ago about implementing a program or helping out with this whole concussion issue.
Hmm.
You know,
great idea.
Well, what I have is a very progressive way to go about it, and the doctors now, they can diagnose a concussion, but unless there's some kind of drug that they can prescribe to guys, there's really nothing you can do. I had a lot of concussions when I played, and when I retired, or 2 weeks before I retired, I left the Raider parking lot and I could not find my home. So I went around all the doctors, all the people that the Raiders sent me to, mm-hmm. the NFL sent me to. They basically said, okay, yes, your brain's messed up. We don't know if you'll end up like Muhammad Ali, and time is your friend, but there's nothing you can do. Well, that wasn't a good answer for me. So I hired my own doctors, mm-hmm. my own scientists, you know, my own nutritionist to help turn my brain back on and come up with a product and ingredients, natural ingredients, that would, give me my brain back, give me my life back. And that is the inspiration of what started Nutrition 53.
What product is that helps you with the concussion?
It's NeuroOne. It's
okay.
A brain-focused mental performance product that helps people. I take care of guys all around the league. You know, I'm not real proud right now to say that
Tiger Woods.
You know, I took care of Tiger Woods for the last 5 years. You know, but I did. And, you know, I send him NeuroOne, you know, every couple of months. So it's a product that's not just for people that have had concussions, for anybody that wants more energy, more focus, more clarity. And, you know, we've had, you know, a lot of success with a lot of people, you know, high profile people.
Mm-hmm. Bill, it's got to be scary, though. You leave the Raiders practice and you don't know where your home is. I wouldn't want to be driving around Oakland lost.
That sounds like a 75-year-old with Alzheimer's, you know?
Well, you know, that's really what it was like for me at the end. I remember numerous times, you know, listening to the radio, and my favorite song would come on the radio.
You couldn't remember the words?
No, I couldn't tell you who sang it. And I'm telling you, it, a song that I've known for, you know, 25 years. It was gone from my brain.
Could you give Lovey and our coaching staff something to help them become better coaches? One of your supplements?
Well, you know, I do take care of some coaches with my product. I'm sure my product would help his energy and his focus and his memory and, mm-hmm. you know, I'm sure I could do that, but, you know, he's got to want a little help.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, let's talk about that NeuroOne a little bit, about your actual distribution and how you do. You've obviously, you're out in California. Everything's shipped, warehoused out in your area?
Yes, we partnered with Amazon. So a lot of Amazon handles a lot of our shipping for us. We're also in GNC.
Okay.
And we have three flagship products. We have our Neuro One, which is focus, energy, and clarity.
Mm-hmm.
We have a sleep product called Sleep One.
See that.
And then we have a weight loss, leaning down product called Lean One, which is a meal replacement shake. And, you know, what I do is I offer free samples on our website. Anybody that wants a free sample.
Okay.
Or if you call in, there's a number you can call in. I'll also throw in a free autographed book. It's Christmas time, and I just want to, you know, take care of people and give people, you know, the gift of health, but also, you know, a good read. And I talk about, you know, how I learned about nutrition in my book, all the Super Bowls that I was a part of, and, you know, how I made it to the NFL.
Yeah. You and Tony Mandris have a similar story, basically, with the nutritional supplements you believe in now. You had some other issues during your career, but you turned your lives around.
Yeah, we had Tony on, three weeks ago, and he's also heavy into nutrition and the things that he does, but he also has a studio, doesn't he, where a modeling agency with him and his wife. And, man, I tell you what, are you comparing it
only
to the...
Only difference, though,
yeah, you
is he couldn't play.
Yeah.
And I could. Okay.
That's good. That's
okay.
Good. That's good.
As a guy that couldn't block anybody.
Did you ever go up against him?
Yeah.
Did you ever go up against him during your career?
You know what? I don't think so. I think he was hurt when we played.
Yeah.
Played them, but, you know, yeah, I mean, you know, he was a guy that was a big steroid guy in college, and because he was so big and strong in college, he was able to dominate. But the NFL is about speed and quickness, and you got to be able to handle that, and he was a guy that could never handle that.
Well, how did Tom Waddle succeed then?
Well, Tommy just had a lot of heart and soul, and he had hands that had glue on them.
And the old
it didn't
stick-o-man.
Matter where that football was thrown, he could catch it.
No question.
Did you
about
ever
that.
Dream when you guys were teammates at college that he would become a 5-6 year NFL veteran?
No, he, you know what, Tommy was the guy that was, you know, if there was a party, Tommy was there. And, you know, he was, you know, somewhat of the life of a party. Great guy. You know, he was a great teammate. He was a guy that you stuck out there, sopping wet, maybe 150 pounds. But I tell you what, he was that guy that it didn't matter where you threw the football, he could catch it, and he knew how to get open.
That's right. Every
and
team.
And he was smart.
Right,
so,
yeah.
You know, you put that combination together, you know, and he had elusive speed. I mean, maybe he could run a 4.9 at his fastest, but I tell you what,
on a
he
fast
was
track.
an elusive 4.9, and when somebody was chasing him, he could maybe kick it up to a 4.8.
The women chasing him or the players?
But you know what, Bill? Every team needs a couple of Tom Waddles, just like a Wes Welker with the New England Patriots. I call them ruggers. They're just there. They compete. They got the heart and soul. They may not have the greatest athletic ability in the world, but you got to have a couple of those guys on your team to be, you know, to they got to be there. They
absolutely.
Gotta be there.
And
they got to do the dirty work.
Absolutely. And you know what they are? They're a guy that has to give you 120% every day in practice just to be there. Where you have a bunch of guys that have a lot of gifted athletic ability, maybe don't work hard in the classroom, maybe don't run perfect routes, but because they're so darn gifted, you know, they need to be out on the field.
Where, away with,
you know, I was, you know, maybe a little bit, I was a little bit better athlete than Tom Waddle, you know, but with that being said, you know, I just had to outwork everybody else to be out on that football field. And, you know, that's what it took for me. That's what it takes for, you know, a guy like Tom Waddle. And that's what makes, you know, him special is there was no way he was going to make an NFL football team. But
he did.
You know, you get him out there, and all he did was catch the football and make plays, and that was something that the Bears needed.
Well, I tell you what, he does a wonderful job on NFL Network.
He's great.
He has a talk show here on ESPN, so he does a really, really a fine job. Anyway, Bill, we're battling the clock here a little bit. I want to plug your website, nutrition53.com. I'm on it right now. The phone number is 888-483-2653. I like the way you get those 53s in there.
Or that 888-4, the number 4,
uh-huh.
Team 53.
Ah,
yeah,
excellent. It's kind of like
team
us.
Team 53.
Team 53, like us. Go for it. 888, go for it. Very good,
yeah.
Bill.
And I want to thank you for the book and for the supplements we gave away last week. People are going crazy trying to win it.
That
on
was
our
great.
Facebook page.
That was great, man. Absolutely. And nutrition is so important. And thank goodness I had a mother that was nutrition was very high on her standards. You know, you are what you eat. There's no question about that. And with all the obesity and all the diabetes going on in America, we need to get on Nutrition 53 and just get in shape.
Yeah, like I said, guys, free samples for anybody that, wants a free sample.
Okay.
Or a free autographed copy of my book or a free autographed picture. Just call in and great to be on with you guys. And maybe we can talk again, come playoff time.
Send some of those supplements to Lovie Smith because he needs them because he forgot how to coach.
I'll tell you what, I'll send him double.
Or
extra strength.
That'd be terrific. Hey, Bill, thanks as usual. Have a Merry Christmas with your family. God bless.
Okay,
and,
take care, guys.
You bet. That was Bill Romanowski, the great linebacker for... Oh, what? He's got 4 Super Bowl rings, I believe he does.
49ers, Denver, he was all over.
Unbelievable. Anyway, this is the Barely Legal Show. I'm Robin Earl, my partner over here, David Spada. We're having a good time. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Let the revolution begin. Hi, Robin Earl here. As part of the Barely Legal family, you have heard me speak many times about WOW Mobile and how it is changing people's lives. Like any great championship team, Liberty International is dedicated to fulfill the promises and dreams we set out to achieve. Well, let me tell you something. The beta testing is over and done, folks. As of December 4, 2009, Liberty has now successfully launched a feat that no other cell phone company in the world has ever done. What makes WOW Mobile different? Well, listen and pay attention. By joining Liberty's WOW phone service, you now have access to the Unlimited Everything plan. Unlimited calling anywhere in the U.S. and Puerto Rico. Unlimited internet. Unlimited text. Unlimited emails. Unlimited data transfer. You name it, it's unlimited. The cost per month, only $89.95, and that's with all taxes included. Take a detailed look at your cell phone bill. You are paying an additional 20 to 25% in taxes. Now consider this. Liberty's G1 and G2 MyTouch phones can tether to your laptop. Wow, a mobile phone that is a Wi-Fi hotspot. How much are you paying for your air cards? 50, 60, 70 extra dollars a month? With WOW Mobile, you can trash that air card, and of course, you can keep your current cell phone number, and there are no credit checks or contracts to sign. But I haven't mentioned the best part yet. When you sign on the Liberty's WOW Mobile Cellular and tell 3 friends about this wonderful service and they sign on, your monthly cost of $89.95 is now absolutely free. Can you imagine no more cell phone bill? How much will you save in a year? And if you're like me and build a Liberty team through your referrals, a very substantial check arrives in the mailbox each and every week like clockwork. Want to know more? Call me, Robin Earl. My WOW number is 971-227-4130. Again, 971-227-4130. Or visit my website, wowmobile.com. Can't wait to hear from you.